Across the Atlantic, the United States, birth of a nation. It was during the 19th century that the United States began to grow into the rich and powerful nation it is today. A settlement by white Americans and successive waves of European immigrants moved west, colonizing the lands of Native Americans. Cities were raised and railroads constructed. The railroads, in particular, were a crucial element in the development of the U.S. economy during the 19th century, transporting agricultural crops, livestock, and wood to commercial centers and ports. There was great innovation in productive technology, which saw the invention of the combine harvester, refrigeration, and the advent of the factory assembly line. All of these were seen as practical solutions to the problem of how to increase productivity and profits, while at the same time reducing costs. Slavery and the American Civil War. The abolition of slavery in the USA happened later than in Europe. However, from the 1830s to the 1860s, the movement to abolish slavery became stronger in the northern states, led by free slaves such as Frederick Douglass and white supporters such as William Lloyd Garrison, founder of the radical newspaper The Liberator, and Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote the anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, 1852. When Republican candidate Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1861, seven southern states seceded to form the Confederate States of America, and four more would follow. This led to the American Civil War from 1861 to 1865, whose causes are complex and controversial. Though Lincoln's anti-slavery views were well established, the initial aim of the Central Union War was not to abolish slavery, but to preserve the United States as a nation, and so it was also partly connected to economic interests. The Southern plantation economy, born out of feudalism, was dying and was being rapidly replaced by new industries which needed workers. Historians have pointed out how abolition became the aim of the war only later, due to military necessity, growing anti-slavery sentiment in the North, and the self-emancipation of many African Americans who fled enslavement. The American Civil War saw the eventual victory of the Union over the Confederacy. It was one of the most violent conflicts in modern history, and it was one of the world's first industrial wars, involving railroads, the telegraph, and mass manufactured weaponry.